This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Days after the South Asian earthquake, we have an update this morning on relief efforts. More roads are reopened. More helicopters have been taken to the air to provide badly needed supplies. In Pakistan, the official death toll stands at 23,000, with another 47,000 injured. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, more than 1,400 are confirmed dead. From Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
U.S. military Chinook helicopters have been in country 4 days now, transporting relief supplies in and the wounded out. This helicopter's first run of the morning is to Balikot, to the north and east. The cargo includes tents from the U.S. and blankets from the Iranian Red Crescent Society. Pakistan's military has helicopters, but few with the load capacity of an American Chinook. The U.S. helicopters here are now flying 3 to 6 flights a day upcountry, a little farther out each day. The pilot of the Chinook called the Misbehavin is Chief Warrant Officer Mark Jones from Seattle. He made his first trip to Balikot yesterday morning and was shocked to learn his was the first helicopter in since the quake.
When we got in there, we came in and they had all the casualties and wounded laid out about five deep, just covered with tarps, waiting for somebody to come in there. We unloaded our tents and then they just started throwing the injured on board. Between the two aircraft, we brought back almost 90 casualties.
And it's been pretty much the same thing every flight since. Balikot is just a 40-minute flight from the capital, the snow-capped mountains of the Hindu Kush clearly visible from the air. The roads below are filled with traffic, much of it trucks heading toward the disaster zone. The traffic tapers off closer to the center of the zone, the roads often blocked by fallen rock or dirt. The helicopters circle twice before landing. Two bridges are still standing across the river that runs through the center of Balikot. Most of the buildings on either side are gone. Blue and orange plastic sheeting, temporary shelters, dot the ruins. As soon as the two helicopters land, Pakistani troops begin removing their cargo. Hundreds of civilians are kept away from the landing area by barbed wire and soldiers with guns. The wind generated by the chopper's blades isn't enough to mask the smell 6 days in. Many bodies are still buried under the rubble. Critically injured civilians lie on stretchers next to the helicopters waiting to be flown out. Injured children are cradled in the arms of adults as they too wait to fly out. Many are badly hurt, crying, and scared. A French rescue team loads its equipment into one of the choppers for the flight back to the capital. Once there, the group's leader, Colonel Jean-Jacques Monat, says they managed to save 5 children since arriving in Balikot on Monday. The students were trapped in the rubble of their school, he says, alongside the bodies of their classmates. But since early yesterday, he says, there have been no signs of life from beneath the rubble and no more work for his crew.
I think there is no job now for search and rescue teams, and we must now have a big, big operation to give them food, tents. They need tents, they need covers, they need food, they need water, because when we were we saw the first snow, you know, the first falls of snow. In 1 month, snow will come in Balikot, and those people have nothing. All their house has been destroyed, so they have nothing, and now they must be safe now.
Many in places like Balikot and Muzaffarabad, where thousands died, have complained bitterly about the slow pace of the relief effort and put the blame squarely on Pakistan's government. Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf addressed the issue in a nationwide address last night.
The puri relief or rescue operation jo ho raha hai.
Musharraf admitted the relief effort had gotten off to a slow start, but insisted that was due to a lack of resources, not a lack of effort. He urged the survivors to be patient and said the relief effort is now in full swing. More than 30 countries have donated relief supplies and equipment, including Pakistan's neighbor and arch-rival, India. During her brief visit to Islamabad yesterday, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said more U.S. help is on the way. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.